I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And I highly encourage you to take advantage of those phone numbers and ask questions, make comments, learn, and live longer thanks to this particular radio program. Again, those numbers, 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. And what you should know is that this is a live radio program. So many nowadays are pre-recorded, and that doesn't give you an opportunity to share your voice or ask a question. But this one is absolutely live, and you're welcome at 206-1580. And now here is Dr. Triana. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How's everyone today?
Feeling well. I've got a lot of energy today. I don't know where it came from on a dreary day like this.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's great. My plants are perking up.
Yes. We need it. No question about that.
I love the rain. I think it's so beautiful. And everything gets nice and moist and the grass gets green. And
of course, we could do without the severe weather that was a bit of a problem overnight, but
I know. I my heart goes out to people who have this severe weather because I, like many people here, lived through the biggest one, Hurricane Charley.
Yes, I remember it quite well.
Yes, so we've all gone through that. Mm-hmm. But anyways, today I wanted to introduce a part of the program that I would like to continue, which is, I call it Hot, Hot Medical Topics.
Hot, Hot Medical Topics, okay.
Because, you know, we all look at a newspaper or get our news maybe on the computer or on our iPhone, and what's in the news, what's in the headline that catches our eye.
Okay.
And as a physician, I think we should all be aware of, number one, where does the information come from?
True.
And as you know, you can Google things on the internet and you have to look at your source of information.
It's really hard to know at a glance what is reputable, what is not, what is reality, what is myth.
Right. So you need to look at your source. There's many good sources that you can look on the internet, like Mayo Clinic has a wonderful sources, the different universities and institutions. So I saw a headline that said, to me, the question is to fry or not to fry your food.
Okay.
And it was saying that fried foods, the headline was, is not associated with cardiovascular risk.
That's what it actually said?
It said it like that. Fried foods. And this is a study that was done in Spain. Mm-hmm. So it was 40,000 people. Mm-hmm. And they fried their food. And the thing is this, you have to look at the details. This was published in the British Medical Journal. Okay. And the patients were followed with a questionnaire over 11 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what they were looking at is these people fried their foods. But if you read the details, what oil did they use?
I was just going to say, it probably makes a difference.
It makes a difference. Mm-hmm. They use olive oil and sunflower oil or another vegetable oil. But mm-hmm. in Spain, most people use olive oil.
Okay.
The other thing is the portion that they fried of their food that they admitted to every day mm-hmm. was less than 5 ounces.
Oh, for most Americans, that's just a side dish.
I know.
Unfortunately.
I don't know what a sir. I would think that how many ounces of French fries do most people eat? I don't know.
I'd be afraid to know.
Okay. So, and again, they were talking, as we had on a show, talked about trans fats. Those are the worst oils to use. And in fact, as we had said before, in 2008, This was, trans fats were banned in New York to be used in restaurants.
Right.
Okay. So again, the headlines might say, yes, there was not an increased risk, but how much did the people eat a day? What type of oil did they use? All this is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at the source of the information.
As the old saying goes, the devil is in the details.
That's right. That's right. So some people would think, oh, well, I can go ahead, fry my food, and eat as much as I want, as long as I only eat olive oil. Well, olive oil has calories.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to lose weight, and we have discussed this, you want to cut back on how much calories you eat. And you have to know that if you use an oil, it is a fat. And there's about 125 calories per tablespoon.
Now, I hear frequently, and I have no idea if there's any truth to this or not, but we're talking to the right person, being that Dr. Triana is a lipidologist and understands these things extremely well. Good fat versus bad fat. Is there such a thing?
Yes. The MUFA and the PUFA. So remember we talked about unsaturated fats, monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats.
Mm-hmm.
The saturated fats are from animals. The butter, the cheeses, animal fat are saturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fry your food in bacon grease, that's a saturated fat.
Okay.
If you fried the food in olive oil, that's a monounsaturated, polyunsaturated fat. But remember, this study also doesn't tell you what kind of food they ate. It just said fried food. We don't know if they ate fried fish, because we know a lot of the Mediterranean diet has more lean meats and seafood, okay, fish.
Sure.
So, again, we have to put everything into perspective. And look at the details. So I thought this was really interesting. It caught my eye. And if anybody has any questions, you know, we welcome any phone calls. And I've been telling a lot of my patients, we're web streamed now on the computer.
Absolutely. Easy to listen to, WCCFAM.com. And also there's an archive of past shows with Dr. Triana. You might want to go back after this one and review the one on olive oil. That was last year, but all of them are up on your website.
Yes, TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
This is kind of hand-in-hand information here today. So very, very good stuff. Very, very good information. I couldn't help but notice, and here we are in the Deep South. So everything is fried, right? And last week, one of the big news stories was Paula Deen, the famous TV chef.
Yes.
And her being diagnosed with diabetes. Well, she's known for deep frying just about everything that she cooks. And I don't know if there's any correlation or not, but it's something to think about.
Well, you know, we cannot speculate on a patient's. We don't know her, all the details again. We don't know her family history.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see her. She was interviewed, and she's been a diabetic now, she said, for 3 years.
Really?
And she admitted that she does not eat the type of foods that she presents on a daily basis. And so, again, we don't know what is her family history, what other risk factors. Which brings us to another news topic, is it, and this came out in the also about risk burden. Remember, the risk of cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, and age.
Mm-hmm.
So this was in you've heard of this, the New England Journal of Medicine.
It's one of the big ones, yeah.
Right. And they linked what's called the burden of risk to what's called lifetime risk. So in other words, the more risk factors that you have, the more likely you're going to have cardiovascular disease.
Makes sense.
Which makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's for over lifetime risk. So they put together quite a few studies, and they put together the information, and they found that men over the age of 45 who had no risk, it started at age 45, who had no risk, had a 2% chance of having a cardiovascular event.
2%.
All right. But if they had more than one risk, two or more risk, mm-hmm. they have a 50% chance.
That's an incredible jump.
That's an incredible jump.
For just going from no risk to even two risks.
Right. But remember, the risks are blood pressure, mm-hmm. diabetes,
right.
your lipids, elevated cholesterol,
right.
smoking.
Mm-hmm. What about family history? Does that play a part?
They didn't look at that. Family history.
Oh, okay.
Some of the risk assessments, such as the Framingham Risk Score, which is that study that we discussed at one time that's very, it's over 50 years old, does not include family history.
Okay.
So that's why, as a lipidologist, I look at the whole picture. Mm-hmm. What is your family history? What did you smoke? You know, people will say, well, I don't smoke, or I quit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Or
before I came to see the doctor, I quit.
Yes. And they, remember we talked about knowing your numbers.
Yes.
They don't know what their, a lot of patients don't know what their cholesterol numbers, their lipid numbers, and they may not know what their blood sugar is.
Another important one, yes.
Which is a linked, you know, diabetes. Mm-hmm. So all this put together is when I look at a patient is I assess, this is our plan to decrease your risk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now this also, they found in this New England Journal of Medicine paper that this also includes women and men, and also all ethnic groups. So in other words, mm-hmm. to make it simple, the more risk you have of those that we've mentioned, the more chances you are of having a vascular event.
Wow. It's astounding. At age 45, no risk factors, 2% chance of a cardiac event. Would that be correct? And then
yes, that's just at age 45.
Right.
But then as you get older, the risk does increase.
Just two risk factors. So say, for example, you have a high cholesterol number that you've never had checked and you don't even know it. You feel otherwise perfectly fine and healthy. You have no idea. And you smoke and you know you shouldn't, but you feel fine. Your risk jumps to 50%.
You have to look at the whole picture. And remember, things like smoking, we can modify that.
Mm-hmm.
Blood pressure, we can modify. Diabetes, we can, remember we discussed, we can prevent,
mm-hmm.
control, or regress the disease.
Even go backwards for diabetics. Think about that.
And for vascular disease. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is, at the Triana Prevention Center, we are trying to catch things early on. But even if patients already have had a stent, already known to have vascular disease, we can help them also.
How frequently do you have somebody come into your office and you, being the lipidologist again, you check into all of the lipid numbers? It's not just a cholesterol number. There's a lot more to the story. But they're taken by surprise and off guard because they didn't realize things were that high.
Many times, because there are guidelines out there that are put out to lower cholesterol depending on your risk. So these, as we get more information, it's called the National Cholesterol Education Project.
Mm-hmm.
These guidelines are the new ones that are supposed to come out in March. So we know many people who, many physicians are not following the guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Or patients don't want to follow the guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I went to an incredible conference with Dr. Weintraub from New York University Cardiac and Vascular Prevention Center.
Okay.
And he said a lot of patients, and I asked him, can I quote you? And he said, yes, are pharmacophobes, which means they're scared of taking medicines or don't want to take medications, even though such medicines, such as statins, mm-hmm. are known to reduce our risk by 30% or more.
Let's talk about that for a second. And if you have a comment or question you want to make, 206-1580 is the number to call, or 888-441-1580. And I would just ask, because I know that there are some hard felt feelings about this, that we all respect each other's opinions. Pharmacophobe, and people, I know people myself who say all the doctor wants to do is put me on prescription drugs, and it's bad for you. That's not the way to be looking at this.
No. The way to look at it is there is so many advances in medicines. We know now more than ever. We don't know everything, but we now know more than ever. Yes, again, we've discussed the foundation is diet, exercise, healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have patients I have seen who will not take a medicine to lower their cholesterol, but they will continue to smoke.
Wow. That's a bit of a mind scrambler, isn't it?
Yes. So I will tell people the biggest poison you're putting in your body is that cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also say these medicines they've been around for years, a lot of these medicines. They have done numerous studies that show that they decrease and they prevent a vascular disease. Now, they don't take away all your risk, all right?
Mm-hmm.
30%, there's still 70% left.
Right, right.
Which everything can, we're trying to modify and decrease that.
Mm-hmm.
All this put together is, as I tell people, when someone says, I want to be natural, I said, that's fine. You can be natural. Shut off your electricity. Don't drive a car. And people in the 1600s didn't use medications. Yes, I know their hygiene wasn't as good as ours. But people didn't live past the age of 35.
Mm-hmm.
We're living longer. We're living longer. And yet also, we're doing more to our bodies than ever before.
Yes.
So, and we're going to have a whole program speaking about the different medications.
I know you've planned an entire program devoted even to statins because that is such an interesting and sometimes controversial subject. But I want everybody to know this is not in any way an infomercial or some kind of cheerleading pep squad for the pharmaceutical businesses. That's not it at all. Just the doctor knows that firsthand there are many medications that are extremely helpful.
Very helpful. And, you know, these companies do produce these medications. And like any, they invest money to do the research.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we're living longer and we have benefit. Look at the benefit we've had from the fact that we have antibiotics, that we have vaccinations,
mm-hmm.
that we have medicines that people can live longer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we need to, again, put it into perspective. So we're going to have a show to speak about the different medicines. But, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I wanted to change the topic pretty quick here.
And it's a good direction to go, seeing as a lot of what you hear here is vascular and heart-related. Why not?
Yes, people can die of a broken heart.
Interesting.
And this was in the Journal of Circulation. And they interviewed over 2,000 patients.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that there was a greater risk for a heart attack within 24 hours of the death of a loved one.
Is that right?
Yes. So, if you also have a high risk for a cardiovascular event, this is another reason I would think that you would want to try to stay healthy. Because if your loved one passes, there is a greater risk. And many people, we know they're not sure if it's because of the effect of vascular resistance, which is the mm-hmm. From the stress, your arteries get stiff.
Do they?
They don't know if, again, is it because of the stress? Is the plaque in your artery becomes unstable mm-hmm. and breaks open like a pimple and causes a clot in your artery, which causes the heart attack
sure.
and stroke? Not all the information is known. But I think it's important to know that, and we know too, that love is so important. Also, not just to cause a disease, but to help someone live through a disease.
You hear both sides of that. And yes, we do hear frequently when the spouse dies, the other spouse is more likely to go in the near future. But the other thing is true, too. You often hear that people in happy, successful, long-term relationships and marriages have better health, enjoy better health longer.
Yes. And also people who have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because I think it has to do with stress.
Mm-hmm.
As you try to lower your stress level, and remember we talked about hobbies mm-hmm. and having animals or gardening,
mm-hmm.
that lowers your stress. So unfortunately, what a monumental stress it is to have lost a loved one.
Terrible.
It's terrible. But I just wanted to bring that up because I know Valentine's is around the corner. On the good side, though, of love and people who have vascular disease,
mm-hmm.
the American Heart Association came out with information with sexual activity is safe for most patients.
Again, heading towards Valentine's Day, this could be timely information for you.
And
I think that's an old myth or rumor that I've heard plenty of times. You have a heart attack or some kind of cardiac event. That's it. You have to cross that off your list.
No, you do not. Now, yes, if you have an event, you have to be stable. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whether it be a cardiac event, since there's congestive heart failure or heart attack, you have to be stable. The amount they and again, I don't know how they actually did this, but they figured out that the amount of energy you use
mm-hmm.
for sexual activity is between, it's about 3 mets.
What does that mean, mets?
Mets has to do with a metabolic equivalent of energy you use.
Okay.
Like walking up a stairs, mm-hmm. about 3 mets.
Okay.
When you do a stress test, they try to get you up to 10 mets.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So they felt that it is safe. And especially if somebody who's had a cardiac event has cardiac rehab and already starts their exercise program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I want everyone to know that all these issues that I'm bringing up, the patient needs to discuss this with their individual physician to see if they're ready.
Exactly. Never take something you heard on the radio and apply it to your health situation. This is just a general guideline and a way to open a conversation with your personal physician.
Yes, I want patients to be able. Again, my mission is for patients to know more, ask more questions from their doctors, and know what's out there
mm-hmm.
to help them.
Be a good point in the program here to also let you know that Dr. Triana and the Triana Prevention Center, they are accepting new patients. If you find yourself wanting to make a change or needing a physician, then you might want to give them a call and maybe even talk a little bit about lipidology, which is something that is sort of on the fast track, cutting edge, if you will, for tomorrow. And a very important part, we've already learned over the past couple of months with Dr. Triana how everything links together and it all comes down to lipids. What's your office phone number?
It's 941-625-1990.
625-1990. And there's a website you can also visit.
Yeah, TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also talking about sexual activity, remember, patients who are using the medications such as Viagra,
mm-hmm.
Those type of medications, you cannot use those with another class of medication called nitrates. So that's very important. And that's why it's important to discuss this with your doctor. One of the things that concerns me about patients is a lot of patients are on medications and they don't really know exactly what they're on.
I think we
all need to know and carry with us the name of every medicine we're on and what it is for. I think that's very important, and I think that's part of trying to be our own advocate,
mm-hmm.
to take care of our health. Do not depend on someone else to know everything about you.
Right. I know there are several of the major drugstore chains that are keeping track of that information, of course, privately and only for you, but it might be worth having a conversation with a pharmacist about getting a printout of what. Because you may not remember everything sitting in front of a doctor that you need to know.
We also give our patients a printout
mm-hmm.
with their medications. We have electronic medical records,
oh, good,
and we can do that at our clinic at my office. But I think that's really important to know. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about today also was about sleep apnea, and that was in the news also. And that, yes, we know that sleep apnea is a major risk with cardiovascular disease.
There's a link there that I don't understand. How is that? How does one link to the other?
Again, it has to do with when you sleep, you have restorative sleep and the hormones that interact while you're sleeping in your body. So especially women who have severe sleep apnea, we know they have a much higher risk of having a cardiovascular event. So when your partner tells you, oh, I think you are snoring, or I see you stop breathing, and then all of a sudden you start breathing. This needs to be investigated.
Okay. You mentioned that being a risk issue for women. What about for men?
For men also. For men also. But this was study showing that similar to men. That's another thing. A lot of the older studies were done just in men, and they did not include women. And yes, women are different than men.
Surprise.
That's right. And yes, we do react differently to different medications. So yes, if you're going to do a study, don't forget to include men, women, and different ethnic groups. Okay. It's very important.
All right. With regard to sleep apnea, You hear a lot of talk about that. I never realized that it was dangerous to the point of perhaps causing vascular issues. The first thing that comes to my mind is the first thing that I've always heard is you need to lose some weight first if that's an issue for you. Is that correct? Or what road do you point an apnea patient down?
Well, yes, it depends. Again, there are sleep studies that can be done to see how much sleep apnea the person has. And a lot of patients who have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, we call that COPD, from years of smoking, or there's other causes, but usually it's from smoking. During the night, their oxygen level can drop. When the oxygen level drops in your blood, well, your heart, it's got to work that much harder.
I see.
It senses that. So it puts a stress on your heart. And it puts a stress on your whole cardiovascular system. So I think the important thing to look into is see that it is a risk. But remember, the major, major risks are high blood pressure, diabetes, total cholesterol, lipids, which I'm trying to introduce and make cholesterol lipids.
Lipids, kind of the same conversation.
Smoking. And remember, we're looking at, and we started off with your lifetime risk.
That's right.
So all this put together increases your chances of having a vascular event.
Okay.
Now, again, last night, Dr. Weintraub again said it, which we all know, the number one cause of mortality and disability in this country is vascular disease. And when people have a stroke, they're more likely not to go back to work.
Wow. That's a game changer.
That is. And I am not going to mention any names, but I saw another talk program that comes on later. And I know that we're not going to live forever. But I know no one in this world wants to be so disabled to have to depend on others.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody wants to be a burden as most people think of it.
So looking at all this into perspective, it is not hopeless or helpless. We can help patients. We can improve upon this. And through more knowledge, as I am trying to help teach my radio audience and my patients who are listening, yes, you can be healthy. And I want everyone to stay healthy.
As do we all, and this is the ideal program to keep pointing you down that road. Additionally, if you would like to talk to Dr. Triana or her very caring and capable staff, let's give you that contact information again. The office is located
in Port Charlotte, 3155 Harbor Boulevard, and the phone number is 625-1990. And if you have any questions, that I've spoken to my patients, they're a little shy. You don't have to use your name if you want to call on the radio. And you can call. And if you have a question for next time, too, we'll be here next Friday.
Every Friday. And, of course, as we mentioned, if you want to go back and review any of the previous programs, there's quite an impressive backlog that's available for you to listen to on demand. You simply go to TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A.
Right.
PreventionCenter.com. Or you can link from our website, WCCFAM.com. Very informative and fun program. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay healthy.
Thank you for listening to the Slippery Slope of